This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. This Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday, and people all over the country will turn on their televisions and watch the New England Patriots face the Philadelphia Eagles. Among those who will be watching is New Hampshire author Joseph Moninger. He's a Pats fan, but he says he can't believe he still watches football.
It is a wickedly violent game, though, and I watch it and I kind of close my eyes. And the other thing is, you know, just politically, the amount of money we as a country spend on building stadiums and putting out police forces and flying jets over stadiums is problematic to me.
We spoke at his home in Warren, New Hampshire. His latest novel is called Game Change, and it's the story of a young man named Zeb who is tapped to start in the football game that could earn a state title for his team, the Rumney Raiders. For Zeb, this could mean a football scholarship to college. It could lift him out of a life of poverty.
I'm really interested in rural poverty and kids who maybe are fighting against the odds. And Zeb is one of those characters. He comes from a tough background, and this football chance is an opportunity for him.
Game Change follows Zeb the week before the game, and the town makes a huge fuss about him. He's written about in the Union Leader, and everywhere he goes, people want to talk about the big game. It seems as though the town's hopes, its pride, its image of itself, all rest on Zeb's young shoulders. And through it all, Zeb seems to wonder, is this what I want?
Even playing football for him is in some ways against his best interest, because he's spending these afternoons practicing essentially a meaningless game when he should maybe, you could argue, be making a living doing odd jobs or doing other things. So football is a questionable pursuit for him, although he loves it.
For Joseph Moninger, football was not a way out of a life of poverty, though he did get a football scholarship to Temple University. Here in his writing studio in Warren, he still has a couple of old football plaques from his high school days in New Jersey. He says that back then, high school football was huge. Thousands of people would show up to the games.
We had one of those legendary coaches who won like 100 games and lost two, and you know, it was always a surprise if we lost anything at all. So that was great. It was a wonderful experience playing football as a boy.
So you were a quarterback, and it says here on this plaque that captained by WHS Hall of Famers, and you're listed among the Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
you don't want me to talk about that.
Skip that.
Well, why? Why are you so ashamed of that?
I'm not ashamed of it. It just seems so silly looking back, you know, 40 years or some crazy amount of years to talk about.
Well, let me emphasize for listeners that this is not like enshrined as the only thing here. Like Joseph Moninger has all sorts of stuff on the wall. This is just one of them. But, you know, it's an important part of your life, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, what the greatest thing out of it, and this I mean sincerely, I'm still best friends with two guys. In fact, I just saw them the other weekend. We've gone fishing the same weekend for over 40 years. The same week in the spring every year for 40 years. And I met them through high school football and through junior high football and high school football. So if I got nothing else out of it, that'd be worth it.
So what does that say about the bonds that these young men can form, not just in real life, but in your book?
That's real. I mean, that is real. I mean, we kind of, it can be over-sentimentalized, but at the same time, you do go through something. I always say, and I don't know whether I made it up or heard it, but everybody has to go through World War II. You have to have some sort of adventure that when you sit on a bar when you're 47 years old, you can go, yeah, well, back in the day, I did X, Y, Z. And for some Americans, sports is that thing. We have a couple figures in common culture that are kind of figures of fun. You know, people who say, yeah, when I was a high school quarterback,
Al Bundy.
Al Bundy,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Married with Children star. Four touchdowns in one game.
There are a lot of things like that in one of my favorite films, Napoleon Dynamite. His uncle says that he could throw a ball over a mountain when he was in high school. So we have these kind of crazy notions about high school. And of course, we have that whole history of the Friday Night Lights, which was a wonderful book, was a book, a movie, and a what a play, I think, too. It's been incredible. So, we, you know, football does form something, a stage for us to enact certain things. I don't know whether it's a particularly male stage. Perhaps it is. But it somehow does seem important to men to have some experience with football.
Well, Joe, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
That's Joseph Moninger. His new book is called Game Change, and you can find a list of the top five books on Joseph's bookshelf, as well as our conversation about his previous book, The Map That Leads to You, at nhpr.org. We are always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you, and you can send them by email. The address is books@nhpr.org. Tell us your name and your town and a few lines about why you like the book so much. Remember, you can also tweet us at NHPR Bookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.